pleasure to welcome to our studios an emerging Dallas singer and songwriter whose bold voice has been grabbing the attention of music fans lately. She has the versatility to either sit and perform to a quiet listening room or to work a stage with her full band. And her recordings range from basically what I would describe as kind of pop country to traditional twang. And I'm very happy to say hello to Adrienne Johnston. Welcome to KETR.
Thanks for having me.
I really appreciate anyone who will make the trek out to anywhere, but particularly from Dallas. You know, that's a bit of a drive, and we're not, you know, in your listening area per se over in Dallas. So sometimes people are like, what's KETR? Why would I want to go there? But we really appreciate your time.
No, so. Absolutely. We kind of go back and forth between Dallas and East Texas all the time. So
perfect.
We can make a pit stop off of 30 anytime.
Awesome. Well, hopefully we can make this a regular stop for
yeah.
you then. Are you from Dallas? Is that where you're born and raised?
Yeah, born and raised in Dallas. I went to TCU for school.
Okay.
So A&M was always kind of, you know, we weren't the best of friends, but a lot of my cousins went to A&M, so I feel like I can be an honorary for today.
I mean, between us, nobody's listening. You know, we're mainly just A&M by name. You know,
right.
I mean, we're not Aggies. We are Lions here. We're, you know, we got adopted into the system, so I know
right.
a lot of people.
That's true. There you go.
A lot of people
so
had a hard time with that. Yeah, I mean, don't try not to let those letters scare you. We're not Aggies per se. We are still the A&M Commerce Lions here. So
I love it.
And I understand that you are a multi-generational Texan too, right?
Yes. So my dad's parents were born and raised in Texas. Their parents were. My great-grandfather played on Quanah's minor league baseball team way out in the boonies against Babe Ruth.
Wow.
Yeah, so we've been around for a while.
Nice. Well, that's fantastic. Well,
yeah.
I'm glad that you're continuing the Texas legacy here.
You bet.
So you got into music professionally in recent years. I say recent. It's been several, of course, mm-hmm. now. But how long have you been singing?
Oh, I've been singing my whole life. I was the kid that was like told by my parents, be quiet, stop singing so much.
Okay.
You're really obnoxious. My brother hated it. But yeah, I started really in high school, started doing kind of the operas, and I sang out in Dallas at Johnny High's Country Music Review and kind of did that for a while. And after college, felt like I needed to dabble a little bit more. I needed a better hobby than just going to the bars after work.
Sure.
And I started playing shows and then professionally really dove in around 2013.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I'm so glad that it's been working out for you. So when you were growing up and being that kid, as you described, that was just always singing, whether people wanted you to or not, who were some of the artists that kind of inspired you when you were growing up?
Everything from like Britney Spears to Backstreet Boys. But within the country world, I love Shania Twain, Faith Hill, some of those like big powerhouse voices. My parents always had on like Eagles, Amy Grant. A lot of the soft rock was in our house,
okay.
Sheryl Crow. So I kind of got a little bit of taste of everything.
That's
which was
nice.
Yeah,
yeah. That eclectic music being around real mm-hmm. will affect you, and I can hear that in the music that you're making today.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. You know, as I was telling you before we went on the air, we're kind of a all things Texas music
mm-hmm.
here. So
I love it.
I can appreciate that approach to music, that don't just get stuck into one sound
right.
or genre. There's so much great stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't play Texas music. We play good music by Texans.
I love that. You know?
So it doesn't matter what the genre is. So as an emerging artist, you end up having to inevitably like describe your sound to potential
mm-hmm.
fans. They call it the elevator pitch, you
right.
know, where you've got 30 seconds to tell
mm-hmm.
somebody about yourself. You know, it's a necessary evil where, you know, like
right.
I said, it's nobody likes to be pigeonholed,
mm-hmm.
but it's something you have to do to describe yourself. So how do you explain your sound to a new fan that hasn't heard
well,
you?
Well, you know, I think it goes back to what I was influenced by growing up. But I hate to say it's you know, traditional and popular. I don't like to say pop.
I feel
like
understand.
People kind of genres put you in a hole. But I would say, you know, I sing. I'm a loud vocalist. That's for sure. I'm more of like a Carrie Underwood or a Winona Judd. But then we love, a good old Martina McBride type
sure.
ballad, and so we're kind of a little bit of everything, but then at full band shows we'll do old Fleetwood Mac at
oh,
some
cool.
of our shows. So it's the necessary evil, like you said. You
yeah.
gotta describe it, but it sounds like you don't know what you're talking about.
I hate to put you in that position. And
no.
and obviously, you know, in the introduction that I gave to you, no offense for describing some of your sound as pop country.
Yeah,
I certainly
no,
don't mean
not
that
all.
As a it's just the easiest way to give people an mm-hmm. idea.
Hey,
of
I like some pop country. Don't get me wrong. It is catchy. If you remember it, you did a good job
that's
writing
true.
it.
That's
even
true.
If it was dumb, it's fine.
Adrian Johnston is our guest here on 88.9 KETR, and you're listening to Notably Text. And we're going to play her latest single here in just a couple of minutes and get to know more about this artist. I wanted to name drop someone who is pretty close to you.
Yeah.
I think your family knows Sarah Hobbs, who is a graduate of this university. We're really proud of her.
Yeah.
She's gone on to make a name for herself in music, but graduated here at A&M Commerce. Mm-hmm. So how do you know Sarah?
So Sarah and I actually met through music. We had started doing some shows together, and we'd gone to Steamboat Springs together for Music Fest and things like that. And she actually had called me one night and said, "Hey, I've got a show out in East Texas in Ben Wheeler, and I can't make it. I'm stuck in Nashville. Could you do a show for me?" And I was like, "Sure, whatever." Well, come to find out, it's my husband's friend Sarah. They grew up together, and it was his birthday, and his whole family was at the show going to see Sarah play.
Wow!
And they got me instead. And now he's stuck with me forever.
No. Man, so that was just like destined to happen.
Yeah.
Then.
So Sarah is one of our really good friends. We see her. I was actually with her last night at the Texas Regional Radio Music Awards, and she won Female Vocalist of the Year.
Oh, nice.
Actually, yeah. So we're really proud of her, and she's a good friend. And, you know, I found a good friend in the industry as well, which has been nice.
Sure. I mean, you need that on so many levels.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, I need some advice, or am I getting a bad deal on this, you know, contract or something like that? That's really good. And you certainly have a good friend in Sarah Hobbs. She's always been nice to us here, and has kindly revisited the station after graduating here years ago. So that's fantastic. Tell me a little bit, if you will, about your songwriting process, because I talk to so many different artists, and really no one's ever given me the same answer about their process. You know, some people tell me they wake up with song ideas that they have to jot down, and others will lock themselves away on a week-long retreat away from society or whatever. So how do you approach writing new songs?
It's kind of, I've always treated it as a job. Although we'll get inspiration and come up with like lines here and there, I write them down, jot it down, but I keep it until I'm ready to sit down and really formulate the idea and kind of put a full song together. When I'm really writing for like a record or something like that, I'll make trips up to Nashville or do my writing sessions down here with people. And it's like, hey, we walk in and I'm not like the let's chit chat and see how we feel today. Like I'm going to come in, we're going to write some songs. Like we get down to business.
Yeah.
And then we go to happy hour afterwards, not during.
Gotcha. All right. That is important.
So that's mine. But that's because, you know, my background is in business and working corporate. So I'm a little type A personality.
I gotcha. And you collaborate with others on songwriting, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mostly co-write. Zach Malloy is a great writer up in Nashville who I wrote basically my last two albums with. Erica Perry Hamilton, who's out in the other side of Fort Worth. Her and her husband, Phil Hamilton. They're great songwriters, and I've worked with her a lot. Just kind of collaborating with kind of whomever, honestly. But again, I like to go in and get it done.
I only play music. I don't make it. So it's always really, you know, I like to pull the curtain back and kind of give myself and our listeners an idea of how this process works, because I don't think a lot of people really understand how a song is actually made. You know,
well, and everybody's so different, like you said, and there's not one way to do it. A lot of artists are very creative and very go with, you know, their feelings, and they're writing about these moments that they're truly feeling. Not that I'm not doing that, but I'm bringing it into more of a structured environment. But we're all still producing great music, so there's no formula, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. If there were one, we would sell it, you know, or for donations here at this station, of course. And you're listening to 88.9 KETR, by the way. I do want to play your latest release that was clearly inspired by your personal life. I've got your latest single, Honky Tonk Wife.
Yeah.
What can you tell me about this song?
So I actually, Erica Perry Hamilton, who I mentioned before, she had started writing the song and actually recorded her version of it years ago. And I sang background vocals on her record.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And so I had known this song for a long time. And whenever we got engaged, she brought it to me. And she was like, hey, do you remember that song? I never released it. We recorded it, but she didn't put it on an album. You should think about it. And I was like, God, I forgot about that song. I loved it. So I listened to it for, you know, a week or so and reached back out to her and said, hey, I love it. I'd love to change it a little bit just so it's a little bit more personal to me. But, you know, it's always kind of been in my mind. I'm like, well, I sang on it too. So it's kind of mine already.
Right. You owned it a little.
Yeah. And so we went back and forth lyrically and kind of just tweaked it here and there. And I added a bridge to it. And so then this is my version of Honky Tonk Wife, but it's been around and in my circle for a while.
You and your husband were the stars of the video.
I know, we'd always joke. We're like, oh, you made your TV debut, babe.
But yeah, y'all just put out a video. I guess it was earlier this year, right?
Yeah, we did. We got married in November, and then the single came out in January, and then we did the video, came out in February, and it's a combination of our wedding footage, which is mostly of it, and then a couple studio shots of me just acoustic. But
gotcha.
It was cool because you have this big day and you have this big wedding, and you know you have your pictures and your video highlights, but you don't really. What do you do with them? They
right.
just kind of go away.
It's
so
true.
It just made sense to use that footage for this. And it's fun because we get to watch it back now and our family and our friends and stuff going, oh, look, everybody kind of gets to see the day with
yes.
us.
Yes. Now, yeah. All right. Now, so how do we know that you two didn't just stage this whole marriage so that you have footage for this upcoming video? We'll get to the bottom of this.
Oh, goodness. Bum, bum, bum.
All right. Let's take a listen to this tune. This is the latest from Adrian Johnston, and I'm enunciating that as clear as I can because sometimes people want to call it Johnson, I'm
right.
sure, but there is mm-hmm. a T towards the end there. So it's Adrian Johnston. And I also want to point out that if you go and look up this gal, make sure you're finding the right artist, Adrian Johnston.
Yeah,
because there is
a guy
in the UK, I
yep.
think. So you're looking for the female from Texas, okay? I just want to make sure that you get the right person when you go looking in to our special guest.
I can feel the emptiness grow as I drove away. Live a life on the melody has a price I must pay. White lies.
Honky Tonk Wife, performed by Dallas singer-songwriter Adrian Johnston, and you heard it here on Notably Texan. This is 88.9 KETR, and I just so happen to have Adrian Johnston herself in studio with me right now. Great song.
Thank you.
It's really beautiful, and if anybody likes that, you might want to check out the music video that accompanies that. You can find that out there on the interwebs and see Adrian and her husband and family and friends all celebrating at their wedding. It's a really nicely done video. You have a great band backing you there. Did you want to kind of note some of the people that are on that recording with you?
Well, actually, so I used studio musicians for this one just because
okay.
it was kind of a quick one-off.
I gotcha.
But Jude Dillon was the producer for that, and he's got a bunch of guys that he works with out in his studios in Grand Prairie, so just outskirts of Dallas. And I've worked with Jude on and off for years. I've done a lot of demos with him. Actually sang a lot of harmonies on projects that he's working on, kind of off things. And so I finally was like, hey, Jude, I need you to do some songs for me. And
hey,
this was
Jude.
It.
I like that.
But
we always look for a Beatles reference
there
in every
go.
Interview,
I love
so
it.
We did it. Okay.
No, he's okay. super talented, though, and I love him. And he really, this was an old school country vibe that
yeah.
I haven't really recorded before. And he knows me well enough to know, okay, if we're doing it, Adrian, we're doing it. I said, okay, let's go.
Nice. Okay, so that's not the same band that you use like when you're doing
Correct.
Shows. You've mm-hmm. got a regular band that accompanies you on stage,
yes.
though. I want to talk about some of your upcoming shows, but you often get on stage with the full band
yes.
when you can.
Yes. We've got a couple full band dates. We're going to be on May, I should have written these down, May 19th, we'll be at Hanks and McKinney. And then we're actually doing the East Texas Music Festival in 4th of July weekend with the full band and a couple others sprinkled in here and there. But
okay.
right now I'm actually doing a lot of Girls Raised in Texas shows.
Yes. In fact, you have just transitioned perfectly into
oh,
what I was
going
to ask you about. So yeah, tell me about Grits because this is a really cool idea. What is Grits?
Well, so Girls Raised in Texas is what it stands for. And really it was kind of just a bunch of us girls that said, man, I wish we could play more shows together, because normally at a festival you get one or two girl slots or, you know, things of that nature. And it, this for the biggest thing is it's not a man haters club. It's just a, hey, we want to do shows with our girlfriends. So we created a tour, and it's just a always changing lineup of girls. And it's honestly a group text, and it's like, hey, I've got this date. Who wants to do it? And who's available routing through? And this next weekend we're going to West Texas. It's me, Sarah Hobbs, and Caitlin Butts, and my husband's driving us, and we're all just gonna have a big old weekend. And that's what we've made it. We just drink wine on stage and tell stories and yik yak.
I almost feel sorry for him having to drive around the girls' club, because I know how it gets on these girls' nights. Y'all can get kind of loud and rowdy and
just obnoxious. It's true. We laugh because we were we did a radio show last weekend together, Grits did, and there was five girls and one guy as the DJ. He didn't get a word in edgewise.
He's just kicked back, turned off his microphone. Yep. Yeah, I understand.
We are chatty, that's for sure.
So there's a couple of opportunities in Texas to catch these Grits shows coming up that you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. They're also listed on your site. It's adrianjohnstonmusic.com. Mm-hmm. And make sure you're spelling Johnston with the T in there.
Yep.
People can get the full list of shows. But before we transition away from this Girls Raised in Texas thing, I just kind of wanted to touch on that because women are so underrepresented in music, honestly. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a rarity that I get in new releases from females.
Really?
Not that many of our interview guests are females. I don't think I'm driving them away, although I do have a face for radio, but I think the deal is that there's a woeful underrepresentation of female voices in music, which is a travesty as far as I'm concerned. You know, you can get all these guys on together on a tour and nobody says anything.
And it's not a girl hater club. Like, that's the thing. Someone tried to turn it around on us one time. I'll never forget this. And like, be careful not to be a feminist group. And I corrected them. I said, well, first and foremost, this is not what that is at all. And if you knew anything about it, you would know that it's just us wanting to have more shows together with our girlfriends.
Yeah.
It is not against the boys.
Right.
And we would love for the boys to come on a Grit show. Come on, why not? Like, we'll take it.
Sure.
But we just wanted to do more shows together. It was really as simple as that. And, you know, our group of girls, because there are few and far between in the Texas Country Circle, we all know each other.
Yeah.
So it's literally a group text. Who's going to be in this city at this date? End of story. It's not that complicated.
Well, keep it up. I don't understand why the industry is like that, but I do everything I can to have artists like you represented as
you
should be.
Thank you. So I appreciate that.
You mentioned that you're often out outperforming, and like I said, there's a schedule of appearances at your site.
Mm-hmm.
But just recap, if you would, the shows that you had this week that people might want to get out and catch.
Yeah, so it's the Grit shows are this week. Friday night will be in Sweetwater, Texas, with the Sweetwater House Concert Association.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, we'll be at the Train Car out in Big Spring, which is kind of Midland, Odessa area. And then on Sunday, we'll be in Haltom City, just outside of Fort Worth, for the Texicana Music Festival.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've got a couple miles to put in between now and then.
Yes. Well, this is the life you chose.
Exactly.
You know, that's what I always say.
Gypsy soul, live out of your car.
That's right. Well, I want to thank you again for hopping in your car and heading out to KETR today.
This has been great. I appreciate it so much. It's fun when you can come in and really sit and get to know somebody. So I appreciate it.
I love being able to spend time like this face to face. It's so much better than a telephone conversation.
Absolutely.
And, like I said, since you are maybe often going by on I-30, let's make this a regular stop.
Absolutely.
Anytime you've got next time you got a new song, bring it by. Okay?
I will.
I would very much enjoy.
Maybe
having...
I'll bring the band with me next time.
Oh yeah, that would be great. We got room for everybody in
Perfect.
Here. So I wanted to play you out with you know, it's afternoon now, so it's I guess we're technically getting into somebody's happy hour. So I want to play you out with one of your earlier songs that's pretty fun, called Adult Beverages.
Yeah.
And any introduction needed on this? I don't think so.
Oh, goodness. No, this was my version of trying to make a classy drinking song. So there's that.
Nice. Well, I think you pulled it off.
Thanks.
have a safe trip, and we'll look forward to having you back in studio
Thanks
soon.
Thanks so much, Matt. I appreciate it.
Adrian Johnston's been our special guest here. This is Adult Beverages on 88.9 KETR.
Fine, but sometimes you need a little something stronger. Grab that bottle down off the shelf. Let's make this night last a little bit longer. Shake it up, make making me something dirty sour.